looks like we've got 5:34, and we'll call on Mike Jensen, I'm the chairman, and you are?
Linda Smith, member.
Justin Cutler, member.
I'm very involved. And I know that Ann Gayworth is out, and hopefully Linda Johnson will be here very soon, but
we
I think
quorum.
3 out of 5 is quorum, yes. So we're good. Let's do the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great, thanks everyone. I've got one additional agenda item to discuss, and that's the Hilux Car Club app from last year. So we can get into that, I guess, right after the minutes, if that's okay with you guys. You guys had a chance to take a look at the minutes?
I motion that we approve the minutes for February 3rd, 2011.
I second.
Okay, February 3rd or 10th?
February 3rd, 2011.
I think February 10th.
February 10th.
Yes.
On the front of the agenda, it says February 3rd, but February 10th.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
All right, and you second?
I second.
Everyone in favor?
All right.
Any opposed? No? Okay.
Thank you.
Let's... Well, first, who do we have here?
I'm Russ Elliott, my boy Trent Elliott, and we've applied for your grant money.
All right, great.
Thought we'd come just in case you had any questions.
Well, I appreciate it. Typically, we do have questions, and you know, today's our first meeting to kind of start going over the applications, so we're going to get through them, and quite frankly, it's our first kind of viewing, reading of the application. So, hi, Linda.
I apologize for being late. My daughter's on a fast-track deployment to Iraq. She just drove into town.
Oh.
So I had to open up the house.
Oh, wow.
Anyhow, I'm here. Sorry for the interruption.
Take a few breaths. We are just into the agenda. So,
okay.
Anyhow, just so you know, it will typically take a couple of meetings to get through the applications. We'll have some Q&A. We may ask you to come back and things like that. And the goal is to present the committee's recommendations for funding. I'd like to get it presented to the city council by around the first part of June or so, so that we can assist the city council with any discussion or questions they may have, because the funding actually becomes effective July 1st. So that's kind of our process, and you know, we'll get together as often as we need to and kind of take it through from there. Okay, I had an agenda item to talk about the Highlights Car Club, which submitted an application for last year, and part of our meeting last month, we asked, I stated that I would go circle back around to Randy and just get an idea from him as to what the some of his costs were included, and he sent me an email which says basically what I asked him was what portion of the flyers, mailers, ads, and radio are placed in areas outside the 50-mile radius from Lapine, and what portion of the goodie bags, dash plaques, t-shirts, jackets, trophy plaques are distributed outside the 50-mile radius so as to promote a return trip to Lapine. What is printed on the goodie bags, dash plaques, t-shirts, jackets, trophy plaques to promote tourism in Lapine? And the answer I received back was from our 2009 show records, about 52% of our entrants came from over 50 miles. The advertising is in national or northwest regional car magazines, and we try to get flyers out anywhere our members go, which has even been to Reno, Nevada. Mailers do go on the mailing list. We could bring the dash plaques, shirts, and bags to a meeting, but the jackets have been mailed to the winners. I hope this helps. So, the idea is that, you know, the funding we provide drives tourism into Lapine from outside a 50-mile radius and or promotes an overnight stay. So what do you think?
It's a one-man event. It's a one-day event.
No, the Highlights Car Club is a weekend-long event. Yes. And
so it's Saturday and Sunday.
Yes. And so what happened is that last year there was a big mix-up on their application, and basically, I believe that the only way we can get some funding done for them is to recommend to the city council that we make an appropriation out of the contingency fund, or the set-aside fund,
right,
which is what we call it. So,
and they actually have funded two or three really nice things lately. The Frontier Day, or no, Rodeo, they gave a sponsorship to, and they bought the flagpole for the Centennial Park, and also, what else did they fund?
Donation for the...
Donations, yeah.
For the Frontier.
They bought the flagpole for the park?
The city.
The city did,
Oh, no, I know, yes. I know.
So, they do have a donation-type fund thing, too, that they could pull from. I mean, I think it's appropriate we ask the city to, because they need their money before July 1st, and they did go through the process, and they slipped through the cracks.
Justin, what do you think?
Well, this is a grant, so we would be giving them money that they've already spent, essentially, correct?
I don't think so. It's actually for an event that occurs during this fiscal year. So what happened is that...
So then we have this application here, which is for next fiscal year, for next year.
Yes.
So they want money for 2011's event, and this is for 2012 event?
Correct.
So do they want the same amount of money?
Well, the original request was $2,800, which I'm not sure that... If I look at the application they've submitted from this year,
the application is a lot different this year than it was last year because it didn't have all the car placards. This year's application doesn't have all the car placards and the list of the itemized, you know, it just says fees, raffle prizes, donations, engine, blow, t-shirts, and hats.
Yeah,
they're asking
that's
for they're asking for a third of their budget, or roughly a third of their budget, to come from our resources, and they're netting $1,500, or they're netting $1,300.
Yeah.
So what do they do with that net? I mean, do they?
Yeah, well, and again, this is for next year, so I've got some, I mean, I've got some questions back for them on this application.
I don't know how effective, you know, jackets on the back of somebody, placards on trophies, and t-shirts are getting the word out about the Pine, because there's no interaction. I mean, granted, the same could be said for a billboard and or a newspaper ad. There's not that interaction, but at least there's that. Yeah, it seems different to me, because there's that intent to market, whereas a t-shirt is intent to give a prize. It's not an intent.
But the jackets are lovely, and people wear them at all the other events. I mean, the jackets are a trophy, aren't they, type of thing?
Well, if they wear them at local events around town, I don't know if that's promoting.
No, but I mean, aren't they going to be awarded to somebody?
Yes, they already have been, according to his email. Dan, you have a comment or a question?
Just it may not be clear that they're actually submitting that through the chamber, through the visitor center, tourism center group this year. Last year they weren't. And so when you get ready to discuss this year's, I'd like to have some input.
You mean after July?
The one that's being applied for now. Right. I know you're discussing the previous year, but I hear you also discussing this year's.
Yeah.
But they haven't, this event, the one that we should have funded last year, isn't happening till June, right?
It happens the last weekend of June.
So the money we're talking about right now is for this June event?
Yes.
So how could we have already...
Forget that application is even there.
Right.
Nothing to do with what we're talking about.
We don't have a copy of last year's application.
We've been given a copy in the past.
Okay.
Linda might have it in her notebook.
Yeah.
But
if you say
too many more years, you're going to need a wheelbarrow for that.
Well, I was going to need it out.
Because she has all that. Unfortunately, the rest of us forget to bring her.
No, I just say carry around all that paper. typically, though, and you know, Dan can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think we typically do a lot of funding for goodie bag, t-shirt things.
We have.
For whom?
We did it for them 2 years ago.
Okay,
well, I think because we've done something in the past doesn't mean we have to do it the same way again. I think, you know, I would hope that our committee would look at what is going to bring people to stay in Bags. I mean, because that's where this tax comes from. It's from people coming out of town, staying in our community, spending money here, and promoting tourism. It's hard for me to draw a correlation between a goodie bag and somebody coming to stay in La Pine because of that goodie bag or that jacket. You know, if there's somebody looking at in a tourism magazine or like a AAA magazine that the Hilux Car Club has put an ad in, I would argue that there is a correlation there because they're looking to go on a vacation, therefore they're looking in a tourism publication. So I think that type of investment is appropriate. But a trophy that's going to sit on somebody's wall and collect dust, in my opinion, wouldn't be the best use. And a jacket that's going to be on somebody's jacket, yeah, somebody may come up and say, hey, that's a cool jacket, and the guy's going to say thanks. He's not going to turn around and say, oh, by the way, La Pine's a cool place. You should visit there too. Unless, you know, we had that agreement with that individual that we gave the jacket to, that, you know, that's your responsibility, is when somebody says, hey, that's a cool jacket, you have to say, thanks for coming. I went to La Pine, it's a great place. You know, there needs to be that...
Well,
benefit, and I think it's hard to, you know, we need to be, I would argue that we'd be a little bit more pragmatic and say, okay, here, you know, we see the correlation between this ad and this, you know, and the increase in tourism or the decrease in investment here gives us X dollars here, because it's only going to help La Pine, it's only going to help the hotel owners and the restaurant owners, and in the end, the community, you know, feel more vibrant and more active, and so, yeah, I have real heartburn, you know, sponsoring goodie bags and t-shirts and trophies. So.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, from the email I received from Randy, he says 52% of their entrants came from over 50 miles, so that means that 48% didn't. And if they're asking for $2,800, to me, guys, correct me if I'm wrong, that kind of discounts 48% of what they're requesting. So, which is, actually...
takes down to $1,400.
Well, yeah, right around $1,400, and then we've got to consider, you know, what, I believe the amount was $500 they were asking for marketing.
Right.
I didn't get anything specific other than things go to Northwest Regional, which I'm sure is outside of 50 miles, and yeah, national shows, which I'm sure is outside.
Well, he said it goes in a Car Club magazine, which goes kind of all over the region.
Yeah.
He said they advertise in the Bend Radio, but that's not within 50 miles, right, so that wouldn't count.
So I think what I'd like to do is... I think we need to get Randy back in here and talk this through, because I think that we've still got some unanswered questions before we can make a recommendation to the council.
Well, I think we need to draw up our questions, you know, and say, well, what do we, you know, if we hear, you know, what our question I think should be, well, how much of your budget did you spend on marketing outside of 50 miles? Direct marketing. You know,
and actually, those were the exact questions I asked.
And did you give what answer?
Did you get a response?
So if he's being unresponsive to our questions, then I don't know what more we can ask of him.
Yeah, I don't either.
Because I think, you know, we can keep rehashing, but I don't, you know, we have limited time as a committee, and if we ask a question, if we don't get a necessary answer in a reasonable amount of time, then we need to make a decision and move on.
Yeah, the question I had was what portion of flyers, mailers, ads, and radio are placed in areas outside of a 50-mile radius from the Pine? That question was not answered, other than from, you know, it said that 52% come from over 50 miles, and the advertising is in national or regional car magazines. It doesn't tell me. I guess I'm to assume that all of the advertising is out there, but I'm not sure I'm buying that 100%.
So then it might be reasonable for us to donate $500 towards our advertisers.
Well, it's not up to us to donate, it's up to us to
make
a recommendation.
And
let's see, what's today? It's 25th of March.
In addition to that $1,400, then?
No.
Just $500?
Well, I mean, that
$1,400 is what I think he's eligible for.
Because they only brought in 52% came from out of the area.
Yeah. So, given the $1,400 that you start with, then you have to deal with the goodie bags, the plaques, the trophies, the t-shirts, and all that other stuff. And
I thought that's what... So you're going to cut him back for that, too?
Excuse me?
I mean, you've cut him back 50% because only 48% come from out of the 50 miles because they do a really good job of tracking. And then you're going to cut that $1,400 down again? You're going to take goodie bags and stuff off?
Well, I don't have any... I asked for specific answers to the questions, and I didn't receive anything. So, I'm open to suggestions.
Well, I mean, I understand, and I take very seriously all the comments that have been made week for month after month. And, you know, I mean, I understand we've got the big heavy hitters in here that bring in 4,000 people on one weekend. But we have 51 other weekends in the year that we need to be getting tourism in here. So... And if we bring in 3,000 people for a weekend, we can only house 100 of them, or 50 of them in town here, bringing in hotel tax. So, I mean, I kind of want to be able to support these others, not for unnecessary
I
things.
I want to support anybody who has a valid request.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I also want to be very judicious with how we spend
right.
the city's money. And when I ask very specific questions and get very vague answers, I'm not inclined to just say, here, here's a pile of money because we want your event to be successful. So I think what I'd like to do is give him one more chance to
we have him come.
He needs to get in here
and answer the questions
and show us exactly what's you know, what's going on. I agree. He's done a good job of documenting. They put on a good
event.
A good event, but when you're coming and asking for the public's money, you need to be prepared and present it the way it's asked for and answer the questions that are asked, and that hasn't been done.
Well, I'd also like to bring up, because two people here don't have the past history, when he did come last year, the year before, to submit, he was turned down because they had changed the day to be 2 days before the first, and he graciously withdrew any funding for that year. So,
what?
When he came here a couple of years ago, he originally withdrew that because he was told outright that because it fell before July 1st, we wouldn't fund it.
But, and I'm good with that, but I'm also thinking that that's also his responsibility to be completely informed on when the fiscal year starts, when the fiscal year ends, and when you're scheduling your event. If you're scheduling your event for after when the fiscal year, you know, is over, and you're asking for money in the next fiscal year, then that doesn't jive.
I mean,
that's not our problem if he didn't know. I mean, all the information was there. It was on the website. It's on the application. You know, it's all there. It's not our problem that he didn't know. Our problem is to get the information out. It's not our problem if he didn't understand it. Does that make sense?
I just think it was a misunderstanding at the time. When he came in to apply for the year before, it happened to fall in to the right time. When he came to reply the next year, because he didn't know when he applied the year before, he should have applied for 2 years because he hadn't gone 2 years out to set the next event.
Okay. So, what does that have to do with what we're talking about now?
I'm just saying that I would just like to be as understanding as we can when applications come in that they're trying the hardest that they can to.
Well, I think we are being understanding.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to give him another chance after, you know, he came back from a very specific request and provided very vague answers.
Yeah, I mean, if this is an email, there's an email that outlines... That email, you know, clearly says, you know, questions, .. bullet point, advertising. What portion of flyers, mailers, ads, and radio are placed in areas outside a 50-mile radius from Lapine? What portion of goodie bags, dash box, you know, yada yada? From our 2000 show records, about 52% of our entrants came from over 50 miles. The advertising is in national or Northwest Regional Car Magazines, and we try to get flyers out anywhere our members go, which has been even Reno, Nevada, which actually did bring someone here. We always go to mailing lists. We could bring the dash plaques, shirts, and bags to the meetings, but jackets have been mailed to winners. Hope this helps in your decision 2010-2011. So let's think about this. Did his answer this question? What portion of your flyers, mailers, ads, and radio are placed in areas outside a 50-mile radius from Lapine? His answer to that was... And I'll restate it. From our 2009 show records show, 52% of our entrants came from over 50 miles. The advertising is in national or Northwest Regional Car Magazines, and we try to get flyers out anywhere our members go. So that was his answer to our specific question. So if that's his answer to our question, I feel that we have the information here in order to make our decision based on the questions that we have from our February 10th meeting. So I don't know if we need to have him come back in because these were the questions that we had at that point. You know, and this is the answer that he provided. I don't know what different information he'd give us than this very specific question answered here and this very specific answer he gave us there. So, I mean, it's in writing, and I mean, granted it's an email, but I think that's a really good way to get the answer. You know, you can get very, very written and succinct question, and you get a very written and, you know, sometimes succinct answer. And so I think our information's there. in order to make the decision, we have the information, we can deliberate it and figure out what we want to do. I mean, what more information do we need?
Is he asking for $2,800 for this year?
That was the original. No, that was the original request.
Okay, and that $2,800 includes the $500 for marketing?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, recommendations.
I think taking into consideration what Linda said, Linda, do you have any thoughts?
I would like to give them probably $2,000.
Okay. Now, remember though that that's basically going past what the, I'd love to give him $2,800, but if he states in the email that
there's 52%, which would be $1,400
and change, right?
But does that include the $500 for marketing then?
Yes.
Okay.
But see, the concern I have, and I tend to agree with Justin, is that while I certainly want to give him as much money as there's sitting around in the kitty, I also want some accountability. And we agreed last month that we wanted some accountability. So if we ask for very specific responses for accountability and we don't receive them, we could just say, well, we didn't get it.
Okay. The person who signed the, I know we're not supposed to be looking at this, but he's a different person than Randy. His name is Roger Brogy.
Yeah.
So would it be better to deal with Roger? Perhaps he would know if he's signing the applications. Or
well,
I think we need to deal with the person that submitted the application.
I agree.
Well, I was just going to mention, we belong to the High Lakes Car Club, so we kind of know a little bit about what you're talking about, not a lot. But Roger is the one that's kind of taken over the responsibility for this from Randy. So just thought we'd throw it out there for you.
Right.
I would like to see the same treatment and openness that we do with all the applications when we call the person in and talk to them face to face.
Okay, so what does that mean?
I mean, I would like, if we want to go with Brody.
I believe that Roger's the one taking care of it. At the last meeting,
Roger.
He was the one, because Randy's been sick. And so, actually, Randy wasn't at the last meeting because he's been sick. So, Roger's the one that's kind of taken the reins.
Is there any way we could have Roger come in and give us some more figures?
Here's what I'd like to suggest we do. I'm going to shoot an email to both Randy and Roger and tell them that they are on the first part of the docket for our next meeting, and that for them to receive any funding at all for this year, they need to get in here and they got some explaining to do. They've got some they need to answer these questions.
Okay.
Because we've already asked them once, and actually we've asked them twice, because Randy was here in January when we met, and I told him we need to understand, and I think Dan even had some conversations with him about it. So
I guess, you know, I know committees, and you know, it takes time, there's lots of, you know, back and forth and wanting to get the right information and make a decision, but I think at some point, you know, just you need to make a decision. And you know, I felt comfortable trying to find a compromise. You know, I would, you know, I'm a, kind of the opinion that we need to spend the money on dollars that will bring on things that will bring tourists to town, and so I think my opinion would obviously be to spend a little bit less than what's being proposed by other members. So I think in order to strike a compromise maybe that we all can live with, I'd like to make a motion that we approve we make a recommendation to the council to allocate $1,400 out of the transient room tax contingency for the High Lakes Car Club for the 2011 event.
And see, I've got concern about making that recommendation because we haven't received any specifics about where the costs are coming from.
Okay.
That's why I'd like to have him or whomever come in here and explain that.
But real quick, so there's a motion, okay. And we need a second, and then we can discuss.
Yeah. Is there a second?
If there's not a second, it'll just die, and that's okay.
Okay, so
we can talk a little bit more.
All right, so I guess what I'd like to suggest is that we invite somebody who is in a position to respond for the Hilux Car Club to the next meeting, and let's chat with them.
And could we just tell them that we want to know more about the goodie bags?
We've already done that once. I mean, a couple of times. But yes, we can tell them.
Have to talk to Roger?
No, I will take care of it.
Okay.
Dan?
So Roger indicated to me that he wants us, the Visitor Center, to represent them in their application for this
coming
next
up.
Year. And I apologize for putting their application in with your package. I didn't think it would cause confusion. I thought it would just kind of let you see what the transition was.
Yeah.
So that really is just supplemental.
Okay.
And it just created confusion. In the process of my talking to him, he understands better that the goodie bags don't qualify, the t-shirts don't qualify. In fact, the money for the t-shirts is to help them buy the t-shirts and resell them. Some of them at a profit and some of them are giveaways.
I believe so.
Yeah, it's a wash.
And so they actually, it's sort of like partly a fundraiser for the club in a way of having this car show, and they make a little money on it. And through our conversation, he understands that the idea is to promote tourism, to build up the attendance, the participation. And so the dollars that we utilize for them needs to go into marketing for 50-mile-plus radius.
Mm-hmm.
And he understands that it's not qualified, that the costs that just go to the participants because they came or something, that's not really the motivation for them coming. And so I think Roger is pretty well understands that. And I, by throwing their application out here, which is sort of immaterial, it's just copy the one you'd have in your hand,
okay.
Because at the last minute, they went through the effort and then decided to apply through for the Visitor Center. So that being said, I think that they have a lot better understanding now. But for the event that's just coming up, the one we're talking about, I don't think they had a full, complete understanding then. And they may be counting on having some funding to put that on, and they don't have the time to take the approach in promotion that I have showed them that they need to take. And I'll explain more about how they're going to do that in a little bit. Maybe there's room for a little grace on that, you know. But I don't think that they're expecting to pay for goodie bags and t-shirts and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm willing to give them every opportunity to plead their case. I tried to do that an easy way by having them send me all the documentation via email, and that didn't happen. So we've spent almost 40 minutes on this.
Okay.
Let's keep moving if you guys are okay with that. Dan, I'm wondering if you can give me a quick and dirty overview. Obviously, we're going to have to spend some time going through the Visitor Center application, but I'd like to be able to honor you and the people applying with you as well as you folks by talking about both of these applications as well. So.
Well, and you're welcome to go ahead with their interview if you'd like to. How do you like to do that?
Okay, well, let's go ahead and do that then. Let's talk about Trent Elliott Racing. And you know, you have to understand it's the first time we've seen this, so it may take us a few minutes
experience for us
to get through. And as you can see, we try to be very detail oriented.
It's all good.
Requesting a community marketing grant of $6,000. And just so you know, just kind of to give you a little bit of history and a little knowledge about how this works, we work at the pleasure of the City Council. We are kind of an extension of the City Council. We are appointed by them, and we don't have the authority to make any decisions. We just have the authority to make recommendations. So the way it's been done in the past is that we do a lot of this deliberation and then make a recommendation to the City Council at one of the council meetings. And so that's kind of our charter and our approach. There's five councilors and they're, you know, pulled hither and yon. I know because I see them
at almost every meeting.
I see them almost at everything I'm at, and so we're actually trying to do some of their work on their behalf. So that's kind of how it works. Okay, so the racing season starts March 2011, runs through October 2011, and then resumes again March 2012 through October 2012. The funding period, so basically any money that we divest needs to be used for events that occur from July 1st, 2011 through June 30th, 2012. Okay, so that's the fiscal year. Okay, does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. UCE Tourism Grant to advertise relaxing and recreational time by using our race car and hauler as a rolling billboard. So you guys are racers.
Yeah.
Okay.
We run at the top level of dirt oval track racing in Oregon and a little bit of Northern California.
How's that working? Now the gas is almost $4 a gallon.
Well, that's why we're here talking.
So just to summarize real quick, since I haven't had a chance to read this whole thing, basically what you're suggesting is that we provide some funds so that you can get your trailer and things like that painted up. That basically says, hey, go back to Alpine and have fun there.
You bet.
Is that kind of the gist? Okay.
I should say that's part of it. The other part would be at the facility, the racetrack that we attend, we have an announcer there that we give them whatever we want them to say regarding our sponsors. And, you know, so we get to do some, verbal marketing at the same time, not just as far as a billboard type.
How big is your trailer?
Maybe the trailer is 24 foot.
Okay.
Enclosed.
So I guess my first question is, I'm a marketing guy. What other than getting the brochures and things like that out there, basically it's information. What's the hook? I mean, what's our biggest enticement to get folks in, say, you know, Cottage Grove or Lebanon or California, Coos Bay, to say, let's drop everything and go to Lapine?
Well, first thing, we have to let them know that Lapine exists. And none of those people in the valley know that Lapine exists. You see, everybody knows that Sun River exists, they know Bachelor exists, mm-hmm. but they don't know Lapine and the opportunities that are here, you know. They only know about the fast-paced stuff that's just north of us, so we're kind of just driven past, and the idea, obviously, is to get them to come here, mm-hmm. you know, and the way we do that is by presenting, you know, brand marketing, if you may, by getting the name out there.
Do you have a design that you've put together for the painting?
We hadn't really got a design. We were kind of waiting to see where you guys went with it. If it was something interest, we're kind of open to the phrase, if you may, part of our marketing.
you know, we tried to, when we were contemplating this, looking for something, you know, how do we best serve this, the city of Lapine? You know, what do we bring to the people to say, hey, we have something to offer? Well, everything else is fast-paced. That's where we came up with the relaxing recreation, kind of the fishing, the hunting, the, you know, snowmobiling is something. Obviously, it's a little bit different twist than the relax, because I don't know that there's a lot of relaxing in snowmobiling until they get to the motel, you know.
I don't know. Every time I come down from a mountain, I'm exhausted.
I hear you.
So would we be the title sponsor then, or would we?
Well, we would make you the title sponsor. I mean, my business supports it a lot, mind you. It's my son. Most of it's somebody that we know that's supported us. Trash Pros in Fernley, Nevada is another big sponsor, which happens to be an uncle of his. And, you know, they're not going to benefit from a big decal, so we would utilize the car as much as possible to spread our message. You know, I'm a home inspector, and myself, and that's my business that supports the deal and the big chunk of it. I kind of work in the same areas that we race, because I'm an FHA consultant, and I kind of work all of Southern Oregon and all of Eastern Oregon mm-hmm. with that. So it's kind of a marketing territory for me as well. You know, you can't have to tell you about the price of fuel going. I mean, now it's about probably $200 a weekend just for us to drive our rig to the valley.
What kind of a rig are we talking about?
Well, we have a multi-show. We have a mini motorhome and the 24-foot trailer.
What kind of car or vehicle?
It's a dirt late model. We submitted a photo with our package.
Give that. It was bound. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The original bound application.
Yeah. I
don't know how you
do. Oh, I think I have some on the truck. I need to eat.
Patty's
driving here. Yeah, she's got it.
This is a photo of us in 2009. We had Raised Food Place as our title sponsor, and we ran the Northwest I-5 late model tour. 2010, the tour didn't exist. This year, the tour comes back, and With Ray's, we did 18 store appearances, and
Ray's didn't sign up for next year.
Well, they changed marketing guys okay. on us, and they decided to sponsor a golf tournament. And, you know, so, I mean, we just kind of lost out on the deal.
We still have a great relationship with almost every manager up and down. They loved it. Yeah. And the more people saw us,
the kids. It's really about getting the attention of the kids, because if you can sell the kids, really, the parents are the easy part at that point.
So you have four different dirt tracks in Oregon listed here in racing events. Then you have 20 dates on the entry fee, and 10 dates for 2011. You have 20 dates in 2012. You have 10 dates. So what do you mean by dates? Are those?
Those are events.
Those are events. So, but in your letter it states, our race team will travel to four different dirt tracks in Oregon and compete in racing events. So at each of those four tracks, they have five events?
No. There's about six or seven at one, and a couple at one, three at one, and it's not evenly spread out.
Okay. And then we have three tentative out-of-town racing events, two in California and 1 to 2 day event in Nevada. How did those events become permanent? What do you need more resources or?
Well, the Fernley one is a permanent one.
The what?
The Fernley, Nevada one, which is in Reno.
Okay.
That one is a permanent one because that's where Trash Pros is.
Okay.
The two weekend events, which is actually four races, that are actually one's in Bakersfield and the other one's in Chowchilla, California. Okay. And those in October after racing season ends in the Northwest.
How many of these races that you're proposing, the 25 to 30 races, occur within that July 1st to July or June 30th fiscal year. How many of them occur from July 1st, 2011 to June 30th, 2012?
Well, we don't have 2012's actual schedule yet. We just go back off of what is this year, pretty much mirrors every year. And that's what we did. We had 20 races from July 1st to basically the end of our season this year. And then we had 10 before June 30th of 2012.
So you've done a great job with your budget. What happens if we, I mean, how do you end up filling the gap if we can't fund it?
It comes out of my wallet. It's not cheap. I dropped $6,000 today just on having our motor freshened. Okay. We've spent $16,000 on a brand new car this year to up our.
And it's sitting there in primer gray waiting for a paint job.
No,
right?
it's actually black. Comes in pre-painted aluminum panels that are powder coated. Everything you see there, we build in our shop except for the chassis itself and the bolt on stuff.
Okay, so I guess one question I've got is that the narrative of your application speaks to community marketing grant, things like that. And basically what you've stated is that you're looking to kind of do the branding on the car and on the trailer and that kind of stuff. But your budget doesn't really include any, I guess maybe it does down under here for graphics for car, graphics for trailer, driver's uniform, that kind of stuff. So we're looking at $975 for graphics, which I'm assuming is what is the tool that would be used to promote the city of Lapine, the area, the community. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
They're decals that's not painted on, but the wrap that you see on the side of the car is all one sticker all the way down the side of the car.
So I guess given the nature of our rules, those things pretty much qualify, but I'm not 100% certain that things like entry fees, pit crews, licenses, and gasoline qualify as something that would bring people back to Lapine. Now, if you look at it, you know, kind of black and white, that's how you would look at it. But the fact that you can't race if you don't have those things puts it in a different light. So how do I help me balance those types of things out? Because I tend to be kind of a black and white guy, and I have to be convinced that some things are a bit gray. And right now I'm seeing that 975 qualifies in good shape. So help me understand how can we
the fuel it takes the fuel to move the billboard. The billboard doesn't sit just on one spot on the highway for people to drive by and look at.
So perhaps the gas to travel to the event? No? Okay, she's telling me no.
I'm sorry.
I think one thing, you know, in your narrative you talk about promoting, you know, these events at the races, you know, I mean, help me understand what type of interactions do you have with these individuals in the pit, and how will you promote Lapine? I mean, how does that work? And when you go to these races, how are you going to promote Lapine? What is your idea or your concept that, you know, somebody just sees the car, they aren't just going to hop in their car and drive to Lapine. So how are you going to help facilitate that individual coming from the pit and getting to Lapine? How do you see that progression?
As soon as I get confirmation from you folks for funding, then I have a little bit more to go to sell to the other local people here to bring them forward as well, and then I can work up the type of a deal where the announcer at the racetrack can have some sort of a promotion. You know, it's still a work in progress as far as what the I want to talk to Sean, Peak Performance, you know. If you mention that you've seen, you know, the race car when you call there for renting a snowmobile, we give you whatever, $25 off on a day rental,
just do
whatever along that line. You know, my deal would be to ask them for some support as well. You know, the whole idea is to bring people here, so we have to show them more than just Lapine. The idea is to show them that there's actually things in Lapine.
So how are you going to do that?
Well, we're going to do that in our decal, okay? Mm-hmm. We're going to do that with the announcer at each racetrack promoting Trent every time he comes onto the track. We're going to do that by finishing in the top five everywhere we go, because those are the cars that are noticed. We're going to pick events. We already be at the car club is a kind of a different thing for us, because we've already kind of scheduled to come there as to present even to the people of Lapine that they have something like this.
Here's what I would have hoped to heard, and maybe this will help kind of steer our conversation a little bit better. So one thought that I have in my head is to, you know, how we can make this more about marketing would be, so, you know, Trent's hanging out in the pit. He has his car right there. You know, he's interacting with people. You have maybe a display board, and on that display board, or you have some type of laptop computer that has the website for Visit Lapine on it. So people who come to the pit can meet Trent. Trent can say, hey, check out Lapine. This is where I'm from. This is where you should visit. People can get on the computer right there. Meanwhile, maybe one of your other pit crews has some flyers that says, you know, come to Peak Performance, we'll give you $25 off if you mention this ad. That pit crew member's handing out flyers. You have another guy, you know, who has a brochure from the Chamber of Commerce that has a calendar of events, and that person's handing out the calendar of events. You have another pit crew person, or one of those pretty car girls, and they're out there handing out, you know, flyers as well. And so you're making it more interactive, where it's not just, you know, an announcer is saying, here comes Trent, he's from Lapine, go visit Lapine, but it's, you know, we're Trent Racing, we are from Lapine, and we're sponsored by our community, and here's a calendar of events in Lapine, here's a place to stay in Lapine, here are things to do in Lapine, here's a voucher to come visit Lapine. And I think that then creates a kind of whole package that I see, you know, we could help fund that part to help get the word out about Lapine, and I think that would be a unique relationship, you know, to help promote tourism. But just having an announcer saying, you know, go visit Lapine, that's not as interactive. Do you see kind of the difference there?
Well, I understand that, but yeah. I realize it's a work in progress. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I've got
yeah.
people from the community center here to help us with what we
yeah.
need to do to promote.
Exactly,
I've
yeah.
presented something, you know, your criteria looks for advertising 50 miles away. And we meet
right.
that 100% as far as our closest racetrack is 115 miles.
Right.
You know, we spend most of our time in Cottage Grove. Those are actually the closest people to us is Eugene. And today, people are going 100 miles for their vacation. They're not doing the 500 miles type thing. They can't afford to do the deal.
I think that Justin makes a good point, I think that... clearly you qualify for a recommendation for some funding from some of the areas. You know, I'm thinking probably the 975 and then maybe some other money. But I'm wondering if we might ask you to do a little refining of your presentation to come back and give us another swipe at it. Based on kind of Justin's comments, so maybe you can come back and say, okay, we are going to
take goodie bags with us to Nevada that have all your tourism stuff.
Yeah, we're going to have a display board. We're going to take visitor center directories. We're going to take flyers or calendars. We're going to have a pretty girl display on the way. I don't know, but
I guess my question is, you know, would postage be part of that deal if somebody was mailing out flyers?
I don't know. I mean,
I think we're looking at the fuel part, see, because that's our biggest cost.
We can't fund fuel, but we could revamp it, like you said, like what I was talking about with the marketing supply. So we didn't know exactly
how we could cost.
You did a good job with your budget and cost. I think what we're asking is for you to do some refining and maybe modify your approach a little bit so that it, you know, we're pretty bound by right. specifics, and I think that we're more likely to be able to recommend more than $975 and change if you can come back and say, we met with the visitor center, and we're gonna put together a display board and take some marketing materials and those kinds of things, the decal is going to say, visitlapine.com or whatever, whatever it is. Do you understand?
I understand what you're saying, but what you're wanting us to do is do, it costs more than just printing up stuff. That's what I'm kind of missing something.
But that's how it qualifies for funds.
Is print.
Go ahead.
Well, print and advertising.
Go ahead, Dan.
Go ahead, Dan. A thought that I have, and I think it could be pretty cool, is that maybe you could become more like a tool that some of these other people are doing events use. Maybe they spend some of their money that they receive cooperatively to help support you if you're supporting their event. You're supporting Frontier Days, the car show, the rodeo, all those things. You're getting them back here. Then you would be kind of like a radio station or a newspaper and we don't know what they're paying for their gas.
Yours is a perfect request to go under the umbrella of the visitor center and to partner with them because you've already got some money that qualifies.
It's like a marketing company.
It's like a marketing company, and unfortunately the marketing company, 90% of it costs $3.75 a gallon or whatever, and that's something we just plain can't fund. The statutes don't allow for it, period, the end. I'd love to say it's a great idea. I love the idea.
So if we raised our... So you're saying we need to wash it in other places then? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is that you need to modify your approach on how your request is. So basically... Justin said it better than I'm saying it.
Well, I understand that we need to have like a flyer or something, but we didn't know what to expect coming here, asking you guys your opinions on what else we might need to come up with.
And a flyer
does piece cake.
Well, and quite frankly, I think if you were to apply with the visitor center, that there's some partnerships, some things that one hand washes the other for that would help.
The visitlapine.com. Getting that website out there in a way that people can remember, that's a big deal.
And that might be a better way to advertise, is to get them to the website. I just know that we have a perfect tool. Race cars get people's attention like nothing else. So how we connect it, that's a work in progress.
Right. I guess what we're saying is that we think that we would like you to come, think about it. Maybe talk to Dan and
some. We can get together and chat and then come back next time.
This is a fluid process. It's not,
we're not making a decision at night.
Yeah, we're not making a decision. It's not one and done. And quite frankly, I think that, it's kind of like us sending Kelsey Dozier out to all the other rodeos in the area, or Crystal last year. she, you know, our rodeo queen brings attention to the fact that we've actually got a rodeo.
Right.
Exactly.
So, and you buy her gas? You don't buy her gas?
No, she doesn't qualify.
How does she fund?
We couldn't feed her horse either.
Basically, I'd have to look at the details.
We need to get you a copy of the rules and regulations.
Well, they're with the
applicant. I heard that, but I don't recall that it says something about not spending
gas and this sort of thing.
Tourism.
Here's what I'd like to suggest, that once again, it's not a one and done thing.
Right.
Yeah. The reason we're starting this early, we've got another couple months before we can make a recommendations to the city council and those kind of things. So I would like to ask you to talk to Dan. I'll be happy to sit down with you guys as well, and walk through it from a marketing perspective. Take off my TRT hat and do that, because I think that the idea of promoting visitlapine.com is a presentation of the application is a much better, more palatable application.
Well,
than
Frontier Days can say we need $50 to send our stuff with them.
I already approached the car club trying to get them. I wanted the first part of this year to run the cruise in on the decal on the car, and I'd offer to them for $350 to put the decal on the front of the car, run it up till the cruise in. I also gave them the back of the trailer and said, well, how about putting your decal on here, and instead of putting a date on it, put the last weekend in June.
Mm-hmm.
And here's
how they'll remember that.
You know, well, and we're getting residual income
with Dan because
residual marketing, because the decal can last for more than 1 year.
Here's the direction we've been moving the last couple of years. We're trying to consolidate a lot of the funding, and yours is a very unique type of approach, but for many of the other events, like the Rodeo, Frontier Days, Jade's Jazz, maybe even the Car Club event, and a few others, they all do advertising, and a lot of them are around the same date or with some of the same companies. I mean, you can't tell me that you're going to advertise on KITC for $500 and bring in people from outside of 50 miles. I mean, I live 6 miles away and I don't get the signal. The only way you're going to get that is online. So the bottom line is that under the Visitor Center umbrella, I think that you guys could come up with a much more approvable approach and application that would be a combined effort. We're going to promote visitlapine.org, and we're going to take some things about Frontier Days, Laurel Pine Rodeo, Jade's Jazz, you know, all these other events, and we're going to have them out on display or something like that. Those types of things. And I think that would be a much more, I hate to use the word palatable, but a much more approvable, approach. I mean, does that make sense, Justin?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a great, like I said, I think it's a great idea. We can work through it, and I think we can refine the application and fine-tune it. Like we said, you know, this is the first time we've seen it. This is the first time you've been here. This is the first time we've even met. So I think it's, you know, to assume that we're going to make a decision and not work together. Yeah. I think our goal is, your goal is as well as our goal, our mutual interest is to promote Lapine and to make sure that we get heads and beds. You know, I mean, it's going to help your business. It's going to help, you know, all of our businesses here at the table and help our community. And that's our goal. And I think as long as we keep that in our foremind, you know, then all the other details will work itself out.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's our goal, and that's our goal here as a community, is to make a good investment and use the resources that we have to bring more resources to our community. So
if we can leave it at that and to touch base with Dan and we'll stay in touch, and when we schedule our next meeting, hopefully you guys will be have a little bit more,
We'll do it.
And
we just appreciate having the opportunity.
Yeah, sure. No, we do have a lot of mainstay events in La Pine, and that's great because, you know, everybody comes for Frontier Days, everybody comes for the rodeo, and I mean, they're both having record runs.
Right.
But I love the idea of sending somebody out there,
yeah.
Pony Express.
And something's not on there is the beginning of next year. We missed it this year. It's a car show at Heritage Mall where the car just sits there for, you know, 4 or 5 days, a whole weekend.
No, it's only for the day.
It's only for one day?
Yeah.
It is. But we can still figure out to brochure and then, you know.
All right, well, I'd like to, I know we're running long on time, but I'd like to honor Dan for being here and also just to kind of give us a little bit of the approach from the visitor center, and then obviously we're going to want to go back and
yeah.
You know, do a little bit of, it sounds like you've got a little bit more to
more work for you.
To work with
yeah.
as well.
Well
so.
Yeah.
So at the next one, would you want to see the car?
I've got a picture. I don't see the car with the new logo on it. Go ahead, Dan. Tell us a little bit about how the visitor center
okay.
is approaching this issue.
I prepared some things. We don't have to go through this in detail tonight, but have a little bit of expansion, I guess, on the application here. And so, a couple things that I wanted to kind of go over. In the big scheme of things, our goal is to do just what we said, promote Lapine tourism and try to get in here. And at the same time, I mean, we think logically of Lapine tourism as being, you know, heads and beds and gas stations and grocery stores, but at the same time, we're preparing a package and we're asking all of our, we're creating a team, basically. We have 9 people now with the High Lakes Car Club that's joined us. We have 9 groups, that 9 events, car club is 2, they have 2 events actually, they have a swap meet and a car show.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 8 groups that are joining together and agreeing to cross-market each other. So we're going to be offering, putting together packages to distribute at every event. And the approach going down to the car club that they're going to start taking is they're going to be offering raffle prizes and asking local businesses here to promote things or to have things to give, like gift certificates and things like that, so that there will be an enticement. So when they go to other car shows, which a lot of these guys, they attend car shows all over the place, when they go there, they're going to offer raffle prizes of things that will require people to come to Lapine to get them. And so that's where some of the dollars are going to start going. Instead of goodie bags for people to come here, they're going to go out and try to get more people to come here to build the car show, to be a bigger event, to get more interest, maybe even getting people traveling here with, you know, multiple people's traveling, not just the guy that's driving the car, but maybe his family and that kind of thing. There'll be some raffle prizes for stays in hotels that are here and things like that to get people more to grow that car show. So that's just kind of a different, it's kind of an educational process of helping people understand what the goal is. It's to get more tourism. It's not to get bigger prizes or to, it's not to directly build funds for the car club, you know, to fundraise. In the end, that will happen because they'll have more people coming in. But initially, it's just to get more participants, more attendees, more people that are interested. So we know that the marketing for all these events that we're doing has to be done through, you know, the 50-mile-plus radius, and remove that, the radio station air that goes beyond 50 miles, the publication that goes beyond 50 miles, and that's why I think their project kind of makes sense. They go beyond 50 miles, but they have to have a story to tell, and then the one thing that you guys, the TRT Morgan group has asked for is that we start doing surveys. We created the survey that you have here, so it has to be measurable. That's one thing that's hard to be measurable, but if you're helping market us in the pine, then let the event people be the measurable. They'll measure it for you, basically.
Right.
And so what we've got is our team has all agreed they will have a volunteer create a committee that's going to do these surveys. The only thing is...
Each of their events?
One person from each event, they'll put one person out and say, you'll be on the committee to do surveys. So Frontier Days will have a person, Rodeo will have a person, Gage Jazz will have a person,
okay.
And except when it's time for the rodeo, they don't have to have a person. Everybody else is going to help them do the survey. And then when it's Frontier Days doesn't have to spend energy doing surveys.
Right.
Everybody else will help them.
Uh-huh.
And JH Jazz is doing their JH Jazz. They don't have to have a person doing a survey. Everybody else will help them.
Mm-hmm.
So and we'll have a consistent. This is just a. We're open for suggestions on this on this thing. At the same time, we're asking them to be handy. You have a Lapine brochure there. That is what we've been using so far. Right now, we're building another guide. It's a visitor center guide. That will be handed to people when we do the survey. That will be handed and available, like when Frontier Days has their booth.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're part of our team, they will be distributing for us that guide that promotes tourism here and has everything in it. And it's kind of like this this event magazine that we advertise in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how familiar you all are, but on page 37, you'll see the ads that we've taken out for our group. Everybody isn't necessarily in there this last year, but we did what we could afford to do.
Page what?
Page 37. And that has, we paid a little bit extra.
37
is
the page.
No,
137. It's, let me look at my glasses. What page
is
that,
Sue? 37.
I gave you the magazine.
It's okay.
Page 37. And this may hang on to that one. I have something.
Okay,
page 37. And this one.
This is nice.
So we. From tourism dollars, we promoted and made sure that our events in Lapine were highlighted on that page. So I think there's only one ad that's highlighted besides Lapine to promote a. And every visitor center in Oregon has this magazine on their shelves. And so if somebody's coming to Central Oregon, the white ones are us. And so
we actually spent extra money to get
right and to really stand out. But that's the kind of teamwork that we can do and be successful. So see if you guys get involved in this, and you can hand out this magazine and actually put a bookmark in there on page 37. And people opened up and see what kind of activities there are to do there.
And it can say Lapine.
Just curious, right? What was the cost of that?
I believe they were $65 a piece.
Okay.
So it's like $560 or something. I can't remember the exact number, but it's an awesome magazine. The other one that I showed you is this one's on page page 5. In the first one I gave you, the Oregon Scenic Byways, you probably know, but we have, within an hour of Lapine, well, right at Lapine, we have a scenic byway that starts at Highway 31 and goes out and does the outback thing.
Mm-hmm.
But within an hour, we have 5 different scenic byways that, within an hour of Lapine, we are going to start targeting that area, because if somebody's here on any of those scenic byways, we want to know that they're within an hour of the pine. And so that's going to be kind of an initial target. And I know that some of that's within a 50-mile radius, but it gets a lot of people that come further than 50 miles, and they're on that byway, and then they'll be coming to us.
So how are we going to do that?
So, well, we're going to be we're all about visitor centers, of course, and I really don't know. I mean, beyond that, it's just a realization that we need to do it. And so how we're going to do it, I haven't totally decided. But this also is in every visitor center in Oregon. And so I want to take advantage of that, because you can look at, everything's kind of spread out, but we've got the bulk of everything right there, and we can move it our way. We have a relationship with COBA, and I want to work with them a little more to make them aware of us. But that's... again, I think our website, Visit Lapine website, can help us in that regard too. And so I just wanted you to be aware of how much we've got actually at our fingertips right here that you can get. The other thing that we're doing, we're enhancing on this this magazine here, which this is not as, I don't have as many, I ran out actually. But this is a pretty popular magazine. It's called Travel and Recreation. And on page 43, you'll see our little picture and logo there, thing on the lower right-hand corner. And then there's a story about Lapine on the page. But this rolls out of our visitor center, like, fast. And so I've enhanced, I have gone to a quarter page ad on our next edition, plus they gave us an article. So we have three-fourths of a page just for Lapine and telling Lapine's story.
Cool.
On the overlaid on the photo is going to be about six of our events that are going to be occurring that will draw people in. So that's another thing that we're doing.
We're going to list, like, for more info, go to the website.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So bring people in. So that's just I'm realizing it's all about how we can leverage and do more than one thing with a dollar, promote more than one. So like Rodeo and Frontier Days, most of their ads are going to be mentioning both of them. They're the same weekend. They're we're on the air. We might as well say Rodeo and Frontier Days, and everybody seems to be in agreement on that.
Get down, fill up the hotels, fill up the campsites.
Yeah.
And then have them come back on other weekends.
I think the idea of having a package where people will know there's something to come back for,
yep,
is kind of one of the themes that we're looking at, so that they, whenever they're here for an event, they're going to be getting promoted by another event. So I think that's the bulk of what I can tell you right now. I mean, I can go through in detail, but...
And we definitely want to do that, but I'm thinking that, number one, most of us at this table are pretty familiar with all the events, but I also think that, it looks like you're partnering with the Highlights Car Club, and you have some synergies here with the racing team.
I actually think, I'm excited about that. I think there's, I don't know if we can get to your number, but I think that there's, I think you're a tool that all these people should be using.
Right.
So, you might know some other help here locally too,
yeah,
to pull it together, you know.
So, is part of the idea, it sounds like, is for each of the events that get funded to help each other.
Yeah.
Certainly on a survey perspective.
Yeah.
Are we going to be promoting those other events at the other events? So in other words, if I go to Frontier Days and don't know there's a rodeo 3 blocks down the road,
yes,
how do I, there'll be something there that will tell me that.
Yeah, there will be. I mean, our survey people will be cruising around and they'll be talking up stuff while they're out there.
But they'll be handing them like brochures like this, but it'll actually be our one. So they'll have their hands, but I think that team, I think we should ask them to verbally be, there's rodeo going on over there, right?
It's not a bad idea to have like a traveling event billboard or something like that that we can take to each event or something.
That'd be a good idea, kind of like what we were suggesting.
Yeah. You can't literally miss the rodeo.
You can be here and miss the rodeo, you can be a different
place. Yeah. So if they're going to be at the rodeo, would you be at the rodeo or not?
Probably not, because that's a big weekend. 4th of July weekend's a big weekend for us this year. We have four races. We were trying to figure out how we could make it back that morning for the parade and then turn around and drive back to where we were, Those,
I want to see you guys race a bull. That's
See
them race a bull.
Yeah. Race a bull.
Yeah. Down Huntington Road. Right before or right after the lawnmower races. Probably after the lawnmower races.
Hey, here's another option. We can build different sides for the car. We can take racing sides off and we can build other sides to run through town, promoting other events that are going on, here in town.
It's really if they had a billboard like with one with the the rodeo and the other one with the
$100 for us to put new doors and new decal on the car. That's both sides.
That's a sprint car?
No, it's a late model.
No,
it's a bigger billboard than sprint car.
Okay. That's it, just a big
way bigger.
Then we do run with a real big event.
What happens if you get sideswiped? Do you have a spare decal? And then
I do.
Okay.
Well, mainly the right side
don't take this wrong, but I don't worry about it too much because
nobody sees it.
You really can't see it. Yeah. The driver's side, on the other hand, is what everybody sees.
Yeah.
And when it gets mangled up a little bit, I'll straighten the panels back out, but when it gets to be unlegible, then it gets replaced.
You've got to keep the photo side nice.
You know? So, because that's what everyone sees.
Yeah. All right, so I think our next course of action is probably to schedule another meeting.
And
I think we've probably, given how much, I mean, it just seems to me that we can't do this in an hour.
No, I got to go say goodbye to my girl.
I know, you do. And but I'm thinking I'd like to schedule for an hour and a half next time. And
can we get the, are we going to have an opportunity before we have people come and talk to us to review and discuss? Can we at least see the applications before the meeting?
You would have seen all the applications that we're going to receive because we passed the deadline.
These are the only ones too?
Well, it's basically the visitor center and Elliott Racing because everything else is under the visitor center.
In your folder, I gave you the large print version.
I saw all that.
Yeah. It's a large print because I
so, you know, again, that makes it really easy for us.
Yeah.
But then we're more prepared because we know what to ask for, and we kind of have, I mean, I've just kind of thought, oh, hi, welcome, without having any idea of who that is, and if I'd been able to study this a little bit more, then I wouldn't be, huh, what are you going to do, you know, that kind of stuff. But Dan'll find stuff for you.
We have a unique deal, too, so it's a lot about getting an education out or everybody up to speed.
Good.
You know,
well, we'll do it together.
It's unique.
Okay.
It's the same form as the NASA College Trip.
That is where we are today, is unique is what works, you know. So.
Okay, so what does everyone's calendar look like? I'm looking at, Thursdays are usually pretty good for me.
Yep.
I know they've been a little tough for you at times.
Thursdays, they're probably good. They're good. Tuesdays are bad.
Hey, Linda, Thursdays?
I don't care as long as it doesn't come.
Just have to see if what's open on the calendar.
Right, okay.
Okay. The 7th?
I'm looking at the 7th or the 14th of April.
Both of those work for me.
Okay. Whatever.
How's the calendar? Can you flip that calendar and just say for when's available?
10:30 to 1 something. That's it.
April 7th looks like something's on there.
It's available it's available both times.
Okay.
Right.
So what's you guys want to do the 7th?
Sure.
7th is good.
And I guess what I'd like to suggest is that we schedule an hour and a half. And does that give you enough time to circle back around? And I will shoot a
note. You invite those two people.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot a note out. I'm just wondering if we don't want to schedule like two meetings and take care of Highlights. I mean, I don't know how long, I mean, we spent 40 minutes tonight talking about High Lakes Car Club and they weren't even here.
And that's interesting because I just spent the afternoon.
So the meeting April 7th at 5:30?
Is that right?
Can we schedule two meetings? I'd like to have one just where we could sit.
Do you want to review the applications separately and have your questions ready before they come?
Before we have another interview with everybody. Not necessarily Highlights, but these two.
Well, you've got between now and April 7th. Right?
To all get together and review these?
Well, no. I mean, basically, the only difference that's going to happen is that Dan's going to come back with something that might include Elliott Racing in his presentation. And nothing else is going to change, I'm assuming, in the visitor center's application.
Not significantly. The only thing that I'm thinking is I could call Roger. I mean, I think Roger's comfortable with me working out what we need on the car club thing. But that's sort of retroactive, so, you know, I don't know. But just based on our meeting last Thursday, that he seemed real comfortable with our approach to things, and so, you know, I don't know.
Well,
I don't think Dan's think Randy is kind of wanting to withdraw from this kind of this thing. I think Roger probably would come in if he needs to. I think that's one reason that he wanted to work through us for this coming year is because he didn't really want to go through this. And he's not that real comfortable with working off of Randy's application.
Okay, so...
I hope I'm not speaking out of turn.
I could do April 7th and 14th, and we could go a fair amount of work mapped out, and then go from there.
So you want to schedule two meetings?
That's what I'm thinking.
The 7th and the 14th.
Does that work for you, Justin?
Yeah,
you
do.
Yeah? Well, no. Okay, so let's do this. Let's schedule the 7th and the 14th.
Okay.
And I will shoot Roger an email. And Dan, I'll copy you on that.
Okay.
And ask him, I'm going to send him the same questions that I sent Randy.
Yeah.
And ask, just
and
tell him,
look.
Can
I get those?
I mean, he can call me if he wants to. He can call you. You know, I'm with you guys. I want to be able to help them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the more events that you have in Lapine, the better, because you're going to get some people who weren't there last year, you know, and who can help promote the area.
Yeah.
Well, let's do that. I'll shoot them a note. I'll do it tomorrow because I'm not doing it after tomorrow.
You're off then?
Well, I'm going to Hawaii on Saturday.
Yeah.
I promised my wife minimal work, and this doesn't even qualify. Well, it does qualify as work. But, so that basically means I get to do my email for work while she's in the shower, you know. And
you'll find something for her to do.
Yeah. Well, no, I want to go to
the
next.
This will be the plan. On the 7th, we're going to have, is that just going to be us, or are we going to have interviews?
We're going to have interviews.
With High Lakes or somebody?
Probably with High Lakes, and probably with, we'll probably have the whole family. And then we will make a decision on the 7th what we want to do on the 14th. We might, you know, certainly the public is welcome at any of our meetings, but we may just want to not do an interactive thing. But I'm thinking it's very helpful to do interactive. I mean,
everybody's got different ideas.
Yeah.
Well, I like talking. It's just that when we get down to the nitty-gritties of this is $50 here and $40 there and this doesn't qualify and all this other kind of stuff.
Well, and the thing I like about the way we're moving is that under the Visitor Center umbrella, we don't have to do a lot of nitpicking. Here's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
How much money do we think we're going to have? Looks good. You know.
Right, but see, when we do the High Lakes, that's for the emergency money that they need now.
Well, yeah.
Questioning Dan's, because when Dan's comes in, it's all, these are all
kind of events. Yes, one of those that we have to deal with, and that's High Lakes for this year.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how I see it. That makes sense. Okay. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
We'll see your daughter.
I second.
Everybody in favor? We're done.
Thank you.
At 7:04.
Can you look this back?
Sorry for the wrong way.
You can keep them in.
Yes, thanks very much.
I want to see the office.